Hey there, dudes and dudettes. Time to wax up your boards and go catch the big wave over at the LPN Beach Blanket Bingo. One night only at the Balboa Theater in San Diego, October 20th. Come and check out all of the cool cats and the crazy dogs at LPN. Every show in the entire network, each one pulsating and grinding in front of you for your entertainment pleasure. We're all gonna catch the big kahuna, and I'm talking about that big greasy guy. I'm talking about a wave.
Ew, it's seaweed! It's seaweed!
Just so you know, it's gonna be inside of a theater, so any physical wetness you experience is your own personal body heat or the sweat of one of the performers. Come and check it out. I'm certain if there's a podcast flavor you need on your tongue, we got the spoon for it. Beach Blanket Bingo, baby. Come on, girls, let's dance.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Great.
Rolling.
We
are rolling.
No, we need to find a different word
rolling,
for that.
Rolling.
It's a brain disease.
We are rolling.
I have a dude quandary. So I was sitting in my home yesterday.
What? Shocking news, everybody. Shocking news.
Crazy stuff.
Today's crazy news segment comes from Henry Zabrowski.
It's crazy.
He was sitting in his house yesterday.
It's called Side Stories, okay? It's literally a side story of our lives.
Yes.
And they're interested. They're engaged.
Yes.
Some of you may not know is that if you end up having a house, right, you just kind of like in a panic, especially if you don't know anything, if you don't have family in the area, you don't know what the hell's going on. I'm in a panic when we first got the house. It was the height of quarantine.
Oh, hold on. I better drink my Rockstar for this exciting story.
Just for the love of Christ. You sign up for a bunch of shit and these people just start showing up.
Yeah,
right?
You ordered stuff from online.
No. I'm talking about like services. So we had a guy come, an exterminator. We hired Orkin Man, right?
Right, so they showed up.
But the thing is that Orkin Man.
So you're complaining.
No, listen.
Okay.
The Orkin Man now.
Do they wear the hats?
Just a full uniform.
Do they? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love their commercials.
Oh, yes. They arrive at any time. No warning. Right?
Well, there was no window?
None. They don't even call you anymore. So at some point, these men just arrive in your home. And I come out and I literally just see men's with tubes. Spraying aside, no matter what, right? They're just there. They just show up.
Doing
right?
their job, yeah.
Yes, but also at the same time, we don't ever confer. We never ever talk about when the Orkin Man's going to come. The Orkin Man just arrives.
Well, you have to surprise the bugs.
Absolutely. It's, again, they're old school. But you need
to think
about this. They're fighting a losing war. Because
no, they're not.
No, it's a guerrilla warfare. We got to fucking, when it comes down to it, we have to find a way in the very base, destroy all bug life. But that's a whole other side podcast.
Well, that is a horrible idea, by the way.
I mean, who knows?
It isn't good for ecology.
Wait, I'm hanging out yesterday, and obviously, I had a bit of tummy issue, right?
I know you were talking about this on Sirius.
I was shooting hot liquid mess out of me all day. Keep my
toilet in your fancy toilet.
That's a
great way to start the show.
It's my nurse. Right? That toilet is my nurse. I'm sitting there. It's my
indeed.
Lover. It's my mother. It's my child. It's my friend.
It's a bitch.
Sinner,
it's
I'm
a liar.
Say,
yeah.
Right? But the Orkin Man, he wants to come in the house. And he keeps knocking and ringing the doorbell.
Yeah, there's bugs in the house. He's got
to
kill them.
I'm strapped to this toilet. I am.
I believe you are literally strapped.
I'm Chris Bledsoe. When he said that he
Chris Bledsoe
from last week,
yes,
we were talking about, but he kept losing work
because of his irritable bowel
because he was chained to the toilet 20 to 25 hours a week.
And that's a lot.
But the guy kept coming, right? He's not taking the hit. So finally, I had to go up to him. I was done, but I had to say to him, "Sir, you must go. This is not time for you. This is my butt's time. My butt needs this time right now. I'm sick. I don't feel good."
Yeah, but he was there to work.
I know, but I just
let the man work. Why did you have to be there? You can be in the bathroom while he kills the bugs in the living room.
You got to follow him around the apartment. Make sure he doesn't go through your underwear.
No, you don't.
But you mean to tell me you don't? You wouldn't let him come in the house while you have the shits?
Yeah, I fall asleep. Yeah, everyone that's ever worked at my house, I open the door and they say, "What do you want to do?" And then they tell me what they want to do.
But
and then
you
I go
had the
to bed.
Copper's piping stolen from your home.
Yeah, but that wasn't from them.
You have people
they
just
replaced
live,
it.
People just live in your home.
Well, now. All right. Well, also, welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry.
I
also, you know what?
I thought I'd get more like actual understanding from you.
No, you just let the guy in and then you go about your business.
No, I feel
bad. He's the Orkin man.
No, but I'm in the other room.
If you can't trust the Orkin man, you can't trust anybody. Also,
it's not really about the trust. It's about the noises of being in the other room going, oh, fuck.
He's the Orkin man, buddy. You don't think he's hurt at all?
Fuck.
He's in there banging people's wives. Do you have any idea how many times he's been cucked out?
Actually,
how many times it's been a cuck queen situation?
Side stories.
The Orkin man gets laid so fucking much, you wouldn't even want to believe it.
I'm going to let the audience tell us that. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Are you an Orkin man? How much nookie are you getting?
Yeah.
All right.
He's surrounded by toxic chemicals. He's killing all the things that make you miserable.
I'm actually really
surprised.
He's a
hero.
You're so antagonistic sometimes that I think you forget the plot. I think that you forget.
I feel like you're being
sticking up for people. I can't believe someone.
I'm not sticking up for people. I don't know. I know the
patron,
Orkin man.
You're the patron saint of liquid dumps.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That is your entire life.
It doesn't mean that I don't think that the Orkin man can come and kill a bug around me while I'm taking a liquid dump.
Interesting.
Also, Johnny Hardwick. You know who that is?
No.
Dale Gribble from King of the Hill.
Oh, yes. Very sad.
He died.
Dale Gribble. You got to say that. That's
Dale Gribble.
Extremely sad. Yeah,
yes. The best Orkin man of all time. The best bug eradicator in the history of animated series. Dale Gribble. I hope they keep the character.
I don't.
Why?
Because I hate that they keep doing this. Just let him go. Just let the
so
character
you think because
die.
The character, the human being that voices the character dies,
let's
you think
just
the character,
on.
The animated character should also die.
New character.
Kind of an extension of our AI clone conversation yesterday.
Just let it be a new
All
character.
Right. Well, either way, I'm happy that you're feeling slightly better today.
I'm not.
Although I know that you're in physical pain for another reason.
I hurt my shoulder.
You're not even 40 yet.
No, I know. I'm just barely getting there.
You know what's going to wake you up in the morning? If you ever, because no, you actually don't sleep.
Yeah, he's right.
But I was watching Tom DeLonge try to be smart yesterday.
I know what the aliens do.
It was very funny, though, because it was he was discussing parallel universes.
He doesn't know
and UFOs. But he is more attractive than your average ufologist.
Well, he pumped a lot of money into the system, and he's got the ear of a lot of weird old CIA spooks.
Yes,
and they all say a bunch of weird stuff to him. It's the same thing with the David Grush whistleblower stuff. People will talk. I'm still highly interested to see how it all plays out, obviously. But David Grush is only repeating things that were told to him by professional tricksters.
Indeed.
So who knows? Tom DeLonge is also surrounded by professional tricksters.
But of course, there was that conversation as well. The Chinese military has announced a major breakthrough in weapon tech.
I know.
They now have a laser beam that can fire indefinitely. So we'll talk about that later on when our spacecraft are being taken down by laser.
Conspiracy theories are already blaming the Maui fires on Chinese space lasers.
Well, there's a lot
some
of money
people use
to
the
be
word,
made.
Some people use the word Chinese space lasers. I've also heard other words used in coordination with the space lasers. And there's a lot of stuff. There's people talk about space lasers. It's weird. The term is like embedded in conspiracy theory thought.
It's yes, of course. I can see the anti-Semitic turn it could take immediately somehow a racist
every
turn.
Time.
But I will every say time. This. Our hearts go out to the people of Maui, number
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
But the mayor has said, we ain't selling these goddamn houses for now. But you watch, these Zuckerbergs of the world are going to be snatching up that property.
Who knows? But my heart goes out to the people of Maui. That's got
even
to be scary
Paris Hilton.
As fuck. I was looking at those videos, man.
Her vacation has been slightly halted.
I mean, I just don't even think. I delete those people from my mind. But the actual humans that live on Maui, I'm actually very, very sad for you. And I hope that you are safe wherever you are.
Absolutely.
Now, let's go into another update. Your future wife.
No, again, I don't know why you say that.
Gomez, right?
I actually love Tiffany Gomez. It seems as if you're slightly obsessed with Miss Gomez. Perhaps
no,
you
just,
project
I find
a
it
little
interesting.
Bit.
Again, very antagonistic today. I guess you're very your weakened co-host. I need your support. I need your love. I need a safety net here today.
I
need a safety net here today.
So far... You opened up complaining about people that you hired to go eradicate.
I was saying
bugs at your house
I felt bad.
And how that
I
was
said I felt bad
you.
Inviting him into the house while I'm having liquid diarrhea.
Right. Yes.
You are
somehow
you are,
you are the victim in this.
You are incorrect.
Okay. Great.
Look at this. This is great radio.
It's great. Great. Okay. So Tiffany Gomez,
yes,
the superstar woman who said that motherfucker is not real on that flight.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
She has finally broken her silence.
Which she doesn't have to do.
She
does. None of this matters.
She could have been completely quiet.
Yes. That's her?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, she is beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Viral plane lady finally breaks her silence there.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Tiffany Gomez, probably better known as the crazy plain lady, which is completely warranted. As you know,
what she goes on.
Have been unwilling to speak on the viral video, but I do finally feel that it's time. First and foremost, I want to take full accountability for my actions. They were completely
it's really not that big of a deal.
It's not.
Distressed or not, I should
see, this is the thing.
Why is she reading it like she's doing?
I don't know. No, no, no. She's acting like she's a senator. She doesn't have to do
not,
this.
Yeah, she's literally, I mean, but you're not in North Korea also. There's no gun to your head.
No.
It doesn't matter. None of this matters. But you are upset with her, though, because you feel like if you were on this plane, you would have really freaked out.
Yes, I feel like the problem in her speech here is that she does a whole thing about cyberbullying, right?
They need to leave her alone.
And she's talking about how would you feel if you were videotaped on your worst day and people are making fun of you?
Do you remember Star Wars Kid? That kid damn near killed himself and he was just trying to have fun with a stick.
But Star Wars Kid, again, false equivocation.
No,
he was
not.
Home alone in his house trying to work out Jedi tricks on camera and that video got leaked was destroyed.
Well, he was in the audiovisual department of his school.
This woman screamed on a loaded plane before it took off, like a bunch of weird shit. She freaked out a bunch of people. The problem
dinner
is that
and a show.
All she apologizes for in this video is cursing in front of children and not freaking a bunch of people out. That is the issue. And now she's saying she's being cyberbullied, but the issue really is that you freaked a bunch of people out. That's why people got obsessed with it.
First of all, don't cyberbully this woman. She's a stunning person. And again, we simply don't know why she was yelling at that person.
Booze and various pills.
Well, whatever it was, that person was in the wrong. Also, cursing in front of children, welcome to America.
I didn't know what to tell you about that.
And then it's on you to be scared. I would have sat there. I would have been like, oh, I'll have another Bloody Mary, please.
No, it's different.
Isn't this exciting?
You have an insulation against all the feelings.
It's because of my childhood. You choose to be scared. She simply presented you a series of possibilities.
Anybody who's yelling,
that motherfucker's not real.
The second you're yelling inside of a plane, you're wrong. As far as I'm concerned. Do you remember the guy? Think about the most decidedly neutral plane freakout ever. The guy who was like, shake my hand.
Well, that was crazy.
That was the guy who was like, shake my hand to the two Orthodox
Jewish fellas.
The most scariest / nicest thing a person can scream.
Yeah.
You come here, I want to shake your hand.
10 out of 10, that guy was a car dealer.
Sure.
I can see that because they treat shaking a hand. I mean, they'll backstab you in 2 fucking seconds.
Yes.
But man, those cars, some people are in the profession of shaking hands. And that was certainly more uncomfortable than what she did, which was warn us that there's a non-human biologic on the flight that I am on.
I think
on.
You're just mystified by this woman's looks. Look at this guy. Look at the frown / smile on this man. This is from this viral video.
Oh, here we
video.
Go. This is that want to shake your hand.
I'm going to shake your hand.
Well, he does seem to be scaring people.
I don't know what this guy's doing.
I want to shake your hand.
Actually, upon rewatching, it's more sinister than I remember.
Yeah, it's way more sinister.
I don't know why he's frowning.
I forget that he grabs both of the luggage stalls
to stabilize himself.
So there's something going on.
I don't know what they're serving in these Delta fucking pre-boarding drinks or whatever.
Well, they better. This goes out to every single one of you. I don't care where you are in life. Don't ruin booze on planes.
They're so close, buddy.
Tiffany's not helping. Tiffany is fine.
I don't think.
The only thing that was wrong was that she was wearing too many clothes and that she wasn't. There was a different. If imagine, if you will, this is a bus.
Oh, again, Kissel.
Next thing you know, boom.
Bus. Totally makes sense. Tracks. Because you know what it's about a bus? You kick somebody off right there. The bus just drives off. It doesn't have to do a complicated procedure of flying up into the sky. The bus just pulls into the highway. It's right there. You just, that's driving a bus. Oop.
Right.
You're just driving a bus.
Although more accidents are caused via bus than via plane. So everything turned out to be fine.
It did, of course.
And, you know, again, she's going to be fine. And she warned us all that there was a non-human entity on said plane. And without her tip of the spear.
This is why this is not Top Hat.
Live from your grave.
Now, there's another update. This is down in Peru. Now, the so-called flying animals. Now, we called last week, we covered this story that it was out in this isolated tribe that takes apparently, it's 10 hours by boat to get to. They were saying, now this is it's an indigenous community, it's rural Peru, and they're saying that they were attacked by
Peru.
I don't know. I don't fucking know. After our, the emails
I'm not
we got,
even, I don't want to address
the emails
it.
After
I'm
the
not
fucking last
it.
Episode.
Which I'm not addressing him.
Yeah, I know. It's
technically Lowellville. It's Lowellville.
It's Fayetteville. Fayetteville. That's what they said. It's not Fayetteville. It's not Fayetteville. It's Fayetteville.
You know what? I wish if I could pass one law, certain words are all the Fayetteville. It's Fayetteville.
It's going to be that
Houston
way forever.
Houston is Houston.
Yeah, Houston is
I'm
Houston.
So sick of it, but that's fine. Okay, that's so it's fine. Fayetteville. Fayetteville.
That's closer. I think it's closer.
All right.
So now in Peru. These inhabitants of rural Peru.
Yes.
They said they originally, were attacked. They were attacked and there was an attempted kidnap on a 15-year-old girl. And this is according to the witness at the time. These gentlemen are aliens. They seem armored like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. I've shot once, twice, what? And it did not fall. Instead, it elevated and disappeared. That is according to Jairo Riatugu Avila. A local leader of the indigenous Ikutu group living in the northwestern Manas province told Peruvian radio station RPP Noticias on August 1st, we are frightened by what is happening in this community.
You mean to tell me they get IP? They get Spider-Man?
Spider-Man's
Marvel,
universal.
No, but this is, so Marvel is in the rural.
Oh, yes.
The forest lands of Peru. Yes. Marvel somehow sunk their tentacles into it.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, it's deep in. It's mostly, I think, because back in the day, remember your old bit about how there's some community in Africa that believe that is a huge fan of
the Buffalo Bills because they won the four Super Bowls because the T-shirts.
Because they printed, because when they print, you know, Super Bowls T-shirts, they print for both sides winning and then they ship off the rest of refugee companies, countries. But this guy, so who knows? Yeah, Spider-Man gets them.
Wow.
So this is here. The witness said their color is silver. Their shoes are round in shape. And with those, they rise up. They float 1 meter high and have a red light on their heel. Their heads are long. Their mask is long. And their eye are sort of yellowish, right? This is according to a witness.
My question is, and this is a true question, is it possible that this is where you go? Because we've seen the new military tech. Is it possible they're just like, eh, go try it out in front of these guys? Dude. With any luck, they'll sound crazy and we'll know if it works.
So members of the Peruvian Navy and the police, they traveled down to this isolated community 10 hours by boat and they did a bit of they went into it. They believe now that this is what you're saying is kind of real. That there's Scooby-Doo.
So tricking these poor people.
We have no idea. They're saying that there's illegal gold mining gangs from Colombia and Brazil, right? And they're using advanced flying technology to terrorize the community. They are saying that they believe that there is some form of jetpack usage happening by these guys that are illegally mining gold.
Wow. I believe it.
That's nuttier. That is nuttier than aliens. By far. That's crazier
than
aliens.
What, people are illegally mining minerals that we take very seriously?
But just having an illegal gold mine, how difficult that is, right? Just having an illegal gold mine is difficult. Never mind an illegal gold mine.
Right.
But then they have the jetpacks, and they're wearing armor and masks, and they're just going to, and that's because they said the thing that keyed them off, yes. And they say that the key them off was the fact that they've had problems with these mining gangs attacking local tribes and stealing women for their own horrible proliferation.
For their little
right?
mining town.
Yes, so they've been doing this. And this is the woman that said she was attacked. This is a picture of the woman that
was
attacked by aliens.
She's wearing a shirt that says love.
But think about this new world we're headed into where people can dress like aliens.
Right.
Act like aliens. Do a bunch of fucked up shit and then just leave. And they're like, so this group of people that believe that they were attacked by aliens, but they're attacked by masked men in the night pretending to be aliens.
Well, the tribe isn't that isolated. These guys got a Spurs jersey. Obviously, they're getting some American goods. And then it does appear as if militias are over there taking this very seriously. That's kind of a crazy situation. So it's not 7 feet aliens. It's just a bunch of assholes who are illegally mining gold who are freaking out the normals, people that live there.
Yeah, just like being fucking crazy.
Wow.
Just walking around the wild and out on that gold fever.
I mean, it would be kind of fun to see. I like the way that these little handheld things are looking. You know the ones what? Where you can like fly like Iron Man?
Oh yeah, yeah,
I think they're pretty cool.
It's happening, but we went through the whole Jetpack Man of Los Angeles bout, that flap, whatever
you
call
it. They're
getting better. I think that there is a line. We've heard tale of this. I've got several emails, and people talk about it, researching into the Jetpack Man of LA and other stories about quote unquote flying humanids. There might be an entire private jetpack industry that we don't particularly understand.
I think it's Raytheon. It's
nothing that we have access to. It's nothing that we humans have
not
had, not
us
civilians,
not us plebes.
No, but they also, you don't see much use of it in wartime scenarios either. Like, you don't really hear about jetpack usage being
used for an assassination,
I guess. So, or do they really use it for more pedestrian things? Are they using it for mining? Are they using it for other? Kind of like, you know how they build bridges? Like, maybe the Army Corps of Engineers use it. Maybe other people use it for other purposes.
Seems like the Navy uses it. A lot of stuff flies off of these goddamn boats.
It's very interesting.
Well, did you see this? Let's go back to reality television and the show called The Family Feud.
Oh, yeah, the story. We covered it when he got arrested.
Yes, this is an update on a guy named Timfany. His name is Timfany.
No, it's Timothy.
Okay. Timothy Bleefnik.
Perfect.
Timothy Bleefnik, and he was on the show, and Steve Harvey was like, what 10 things you want to do with your asshole?
Well, he says the answer was, what was this? In 2020, he was a Family Feud. Steve Harvey asked the question, what was the biggest mistake you made at your wedding?
Right. And then
Bleefnik.
He said, saying, I do.
I do, right? And the audience went, whoa, and you see the clip. Everyone goes like, no, shit. Oh, yep. And then Steve Harvey does the
honk.
You can't hear it because Steve Harvey doesn't talk when he does reactions. So you know what the face is. That he went.
So he filmed this episode in 2019.
But guess
got divorced
what,
2 years later.
It was second on the board.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was second on the board with 20 out of 100 people polled giving the same answer. So Bleefnik. He fucking, boom, he got it. And then he was just like, but then he immediately backtracked, right? When he said it, he was like, oh, no, not mine. Not to say my wedding. Not with my wife. I love my wife.
He was playing the game. But of course, there's a little bit of truth. That's why he knew that answer was going to be good.
Well, he shot his wife multiple times in the head.
Well, that's what happened in February. So Adams County Judge Robert Adrian said, Mr. Bleefnik, you researched this murder. You planned this murder. And then the judge said, you practiced this murder. So how do you do that?
He just, I don't know.
You stab a bunch of rice?
I think that he might have looked it up.
No bag is safe.
I feel like that he had a run-up of violent behavior. They don't really double-check too much on the actual, I'd say, emotional history of the contestants of Family Feud.
I just want to see the practice runs. So you practice this murder, and then he says, you broke into her house and you shot her 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 times.
Yep.
So that's a lot.
Yeah.
And so now
that's called the senator's dozen. Yeah. If you look at him. Look at the difference. Because if you pop up right here, so that's Tim, clean shaven, got a bow tie on, not Timfany. Yet a murderer. All of a sudden, not yet a Timfany. He hasn't reached Timfany stage. I would say with the long hair, honestly, look. I don't even know how he gets his hair so thick from prison.
It's quite,
like,
well,
look
that's,
at, he
is
looks
that in
fantastic.
Prison, I
yeah,
believe
yeah, he's been cool in his heels. He's been arrested for like 6 months.
That's the booking image there. So they probably got him high and tight. He kind of looks like Mel Gibson in that one with the lederhosen, Braveheart.
He might. Yeah, he might.
Also, the way they erased the guns in E.T., they should erase all the clothes and make them lederhosen.
Well, that would make it Braveheart. German. Unfortunately, it's an entire other white race.
So this guy, so now he's there. The judge said, I don't know how long it took you to do that, but some of those shots were fired while she was lying on the ground.
Yes.
And you did all of that where your children were upstairs at your house, lying snug in their bed. So he's Bleefnik. You can't even believe it. He sucks.
He's not a good guy. And honestly, probably a mid-tier contestant on Family Feud as well.
But to your point, he did get the second right.
Ding! Second right. But I don't know if his team won or not. I don't remember if they won.
I actually auditioned to be one of the producers, a.k.a. writers for that show. Didn't do good.
I mean, I feel like you'd been perfect for there. You just go sit there and be like, what's your butt for?
No, because you have to allude to it. So you have to be like,
you have to be, yeah, you have to find a way to make it like
top 10 things that you want to do with your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That you kind know, of stuff. And then like you're like, that. A shout, fire in a movie theater.
What? Honk, honk.
But apparently it's illegal.
Anyway, Bleefnik, you fucking asshole. Fuck now you're in prison. He went all the way from the tiny screen to the tiny box.
Hey, and he, you know what? He's loving every second of it.
I don't think he is. I Look think at his he face. Made a He's massive happy. Mistake.
That's
He's,
exactly what he wanted. He didn't want to have a wife anymore, and he wanted to be in jail.
Just don't.
That's exactly what he was shooting for.
It really is.
He was so anti-marriage.
It must have been a
that he went to jail for it.
Mental decline. You can kind of see the mental decline in his eyes.
I mean, again, there's so many other ways to get even as a husband. Just go eat a bunch.
Yeah, he really went from Aaron Rodgers 2010 to Aaron Rodgers now.
I ate $155 worth of Thai food on Sunday.
I know, and that's why you're in pain. Another reason, it's all your fault, and even your issues are not that bad.
It's I didn't say that they were bad. I was looking for fun adult commiseration from you.
All right. Well, let's see here. What else do we got for this? Dude, all right. So this is the story that you mentioned before we started. Let's talk about animals.
This entire episode could literally be animal attacks if we want it to be.
Sometimes in life, you just have a day. Well, and there's the, have you seen that thing on Instagram where it's a guru and he's just like, some days you're fucked.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Just
sure,
go
sure,
back
sure.
home. Like some days this woman had the most fucked day and there's no recovery. See, just go to bed and start again tomorrow.
I feel bad for this woman. I do too. This is a woman. She was brutally attacked by a river otter. Now there's a lot of people.
By a river otter. Okay.
People are maligning this woman because it's a common thought that river otters don't normally attack human beings.
I don't fuck with a river otter. They break down trees with their teeth for a living.
Most people believe that river otters are entirely harmless and they're just cute and they play with blocks. I'm talking just about public, just sort of a view of otters.
That's not even the animated view of the otter. Even in Disney lore, the otter, they're going to tell you some hard truths.
But if you listen to wildlife experts, a lot of them will say that they are friendly, natural characters.
Have you seen when they whap a person with their tail? Those tails will break your freaking leg,
dude,
bro.
Dude, you're preaching to the choir. Okay. This woman who went to the lost her fucking nose to an otter, all right? So we're trying to say that is incorrect, is that they are actually fucking pretty big. I looked it up afterwards. They're 5 feet long. They're like long ass dogs. They got fangs.
They're huge.
People have been saying like they look cute. You watch videos on the internet. You think they're cute. They are fucking not. This woman got jacked the living fuck up. It was on August 3rd. She went out. She was in Montana. All right. She and her friends were in the middle of a wide stretch of river. And so
I will say that we're looking at the photos here. This is, if you are in horror effects and you want realistic looking, this is what happens when otter attack.
Look at these cute little otters that now need to be exterminated.
No.
Look at this patch of murderers.
They didn't go to her house. They didn't knock on the door. They didn't have little Orkin hats on. They didn't intrude her home. She was in their territory.
But she was in the middle of the river. They don't know what's going on, right? She was her and her two friends, this young lady by the name of Jen Royce. She was just with her friends. They were in the middle of the river. They both said, we didn't even know the otters were there. They were going there. They were the otters on their side. Because most of the time, wildlife experts say that you're mostly safe for most things if you just don't fuck with them. You don't get in there. You don't get in the mix of where they're at. You don't look. You don't go close to them. You don't try to pet them. You don't try to feed them. And that's what they say. It's like this was actually kind of came out of nowhere. Is that they were in the middle of it. They were in the middle of the river. All of a sudden, they just were like, this otter crawled right up on them. And this woman said, it bit my face. It bit several places. It ripped off one of her ears. Fucked up her arms, my hands, my legs, my thighs, my ankles.
Jeez.
The other friends were all bit trying to save her as this thing kept coming back. And she said,
would
that
you
this
try to
point,
save me?
They were like,
would you try to save me?
You trying to save me?
That's real nasty.
Of course I would try to save you.
That's really nasty.
I would go punch the fucking otter.
That's really
you
nasty.
You have to. It's also, us versus the otter then.
You're sea otter.
I know.
The king of the otters.
I would not try to explain that to them. And she said, I was covered in blood and it just kept pouring out from my face and my nose. It was cold. He said, this is the worst part. It's that they got up onto the river. So they became disoriented. And then all of their rafts got punctured by the otters. The otters attacked the rafts, punched the rafts. They were all like then left in the middle. It's fucked up. They then were left on the bank. And then they said it took an hour for them to come get him because they're out in the middle of nowhere. They had to go chopper and get him out. And they were all like, they said that they couldn't find each other because they're getting dark at night. This is a movie called Otters.
Otters, yeah.
She said she got more stitches in my body than I can count now. But they were like, she said they laid in the dark and were just like, Angela, are you alive? Like they were all like fighting for each other and yelling for each other in the dark like it was fucking Jaws, dog.
Yeah, she says they were vicious and relentless.
They were relentless. You gotta be careful, man. And also,
she says her friends were bitten on the hands and their bottoms.
Oh, yes.
Going for the butt?
Going right for the fucking pussies.
Wow.
Trying to bite the pussies. I think it was a dude. They're trying to think. They think the otters might now. They think they're pretty certain they had rabies.
Well, there must have been something to trigger them because, again, they're just the Amish of the animal community. All they want to do is build.
Well, maybe it's
and work hard.
I think apparently the otters are really sort of riled up because they closed the last lesbian bar in WeHo.
Isn't that sad?
You know.
Did they really?
They did.
Why?
Because everybody's a piece of shit.
Oh, no kidding. So she says, yeah, she was just covered in blood. And she says it kept pouring out of my face and nose.
Yeah, dude.
I don't like that.
Well, her face got fucking like chomped up and down. Now, that's a serious story.
Well, honestly, her ear looks similar to Evander Holyfield after Mike Tyson. No. Although more so.
It got chewed up. I didn't know that otters. I know otters eat like small birds and they eat some form of animals, like little tiny animals.
Yeah, so she did receive a bunch of rabies vaccines, and then her face was flushed with saline.
Had to be.
So that's fun.
But yeah, they're all jacked up. Again, don't trust an otter. They're not dogs of the sea. And don't trust dogs unless you know the fucking dog. Like, truly, I love all dogs. And I'm fine with cats. But you got to trust these animals. You got to build a bridge. You got to get down on four knees, present your prolapsed butthole. You have to act like a dog a little bit. You have to act like an otter. You got to get to know these otters. Basically, IRS much.
Yeah, you think that they're sort of auditing her, and so she had back taxes, so they're
trying to bite her pussy.
Oh my goodness! That's a new thing to be scared of.
That's the first animal attack, and now on the most tattooed story of the day in terms of subjects, this is an incredible story. A Texas woman, she was injured after a crossing hawk that had just got done hunting for a snake. The snake fell out of the hawk's mouth. Landed on the woman.
Right.
The snake wrapped around the woman. Well, started biting the fuck out of the woman.
It's raining snakes.
And then the hawk came to go get the snake.
That's my lunch.
Thinking that's my lunch. You're stealing my lunch. Start biting the fuck out of the woman.
Well, again, that's the woman that I was saying. You know, she's a Texas gal, Peggy Jones, 64.
She got jacked up.
She was out there. She was just mowing her lawn. And again, this is a day.
Seems like a sweet lady.
After this happens, this was in Silsbee, Texas. After this happens, you call all your friends. You say, I'm canceling plans for today. I'm staying in. I got bit by a sky snake. By a sky snake. By a hawk. Now she has a cast on her arm. She is giving a thumbs up. She is just fine. But what are the odds of that happening? She says, as I was trying to sling my arm and sling the snake off, the snake wrapped around my arm. And have you ever felt that?
No.
It's real scary because it happens really fast.
I've never really, you know, I've only touched a couple of snakes.
I just knew one person that had a snake.
I did it as a kid. I don't like snakes. I like snakes and I would, but I need to kind of be around them more. I needed to learn how to pet them.
Yeah, but they don't.
I suck them.
Yeah, I suck them. Suck them.
They give you E. coli, though. Can't suck on them too long.
What kind of popsicle is this? The snake was striking in my face.
Yeah,
it struck my glasses a couple of times.
It beat her up, man.
I was slinging and slinging.
She should have given up that snake faster, though. That's for fucking certain.
And then,
because she held on to it for a second.
Well, she did, but she says, I was slinging and slinging, and he was striking and striking, and he just kept hanging on. I mean, that's what snakes do.
That's what snakes do.
And it does seem like she got lucky because this could have been a lot worse.
Yes.
And it's almost better that the hawk did show up. Because I think the hawk, the hawk did attack her too.
I think the snake, hawk delivered the snake. It did deliver the snake.
It delivered the goods.
But still.
And it came to pick up the goods.
Well, yeah, then it fixed the problem after it created it.
Then the hawk just appeared as fast as the snake appeared. The hawk grabbed the snake that was wrapped around my arm and pulled it like he was going to carry it away.
Oh.
When he did, it flung my arm up. The hawk was carrying my arm and the snake with it.
You know what's not? You know what did sound that? You know what sound that hawk was making? That's a dude.
That's a person?
Yeah, he won the Crown's new seagull screeching champion in Belgium. That's a dude, dude.
Well, that's a pretty cool, that's a pretty cool gift.
Mr. Fuck Yo Girl.
That's a pretty cool event, that is. There were puncture wounds, cuts, abrasions.
They loved it in Belgium, man.
They must have. That must be like their Iowa State Fair. That must have been their version.
Come on, Pete.
Yes, indeed. She says, I've actually seen a hawk pick up a snake. That's something they do. That's how they kill their prey. That's what she said.
I agree. Of course, because it's true. Again, no one's at fault here.
No, she
except for the woman existing.
Well, she was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
But that's just her backyard.
She was just mowing. It doesn't look like it was the biggest snake, but it was probably a good-sized snake.
So much space.
It's a huge backyard. It's a big backyard.
Honestly, that is fucking hilarious, Rob. If you do look at how big her field was, I can't believe it managed that entire field. It actually might have happened on purpose.
Yeah, it might have happened
on purpose. I
wonder
if she drops it, because I feel like sometimes, I know birds, sidestoryslpotl@gmail.com, explain birds to me. I know a lot of times birds will take an animal all the way up and then drop it from a height. So that it dies.
Sure,
right?
Yeah, I could
so
see that.
So it crack on. I know they do that. Well, because also one of the biggest stories of the year that got debunked, the America Clam Lincoln story.
Oh, the oldest clam?
The big, oldest clam.
Yeah,
right?
I know. That was debunked, which I still don't know how they debunked it.
These fucking losers.
Yeah.
These clam-based scientists, fucking losers. But it's like they drop the stuff from the sky so that the clams bust open. Right? So like maybe they do the same thing with snakes.
They might. Honestly,
or they rip at its throat.
Although I do feel like, and I'm totally wrong, but I feel like a snake could probably survive a pretty high fall.
I feel like that might be also true because like
aren't
they expand. They're like little smudges.
Yeah. They're like that little gorilla doll that we have. That just kind of flattens out, but it lives.
They're all going to yell.
Well,
they're all going to yell at us.
Speaking of food, this is a story that I wanted to tell you.
Which one? The spider one? The other one?
No, not the spider one.
That's the other animal attack one that was really
crazy.
Well,
what was that one?
The Brazilian wandering spider that was found in an Australian, that was delivered in a shipment of fruit to an Australian grocery store and it shut the whole thing down because the Brazilian wandering spider can bite you. It can give you an erection that is permanent and extremely painful.
I'm actually surprised that Australia let it get through. They are so very. If you
spiders can, hide, dog.
I guess it's a big ass spider, it's the size of a cup.
The power of its bite is so strong that they researching the Brazilian wandering spider's venom as a possible Viagra like style medication.
Great.
Because it can make your dick that fucking crazy hard.
Well, that's wonderful.
But I don't need it that crazy hard, honestly. I just need it 3/4.
You know, I just got to put some tits on the spider and that should get the job done there. I'm just surprised that Australia, because as we know, and again, we'll be there next year. Can't wait to see
Can't
you
wait.
All. They are so aware of what comes in via food and fruit and veggies because
knows.
It's an island and they're very aware. So this spider, I hope that they didn't kill it because it had a little journey of its own.
It did. Yeah, I want to hear what
they probably didn't kill it, though.
They probably stomped on it. I want to hear what stole we.
Yeah.
Well, I was just trying to go buy some strawberries. Next thing you know, I ended up down under. And next thing you know, they're trying to kill me now. And I didn't do anything wrong. I just trying to be
vacation.
A spider.
I'm just on vacation. Yeah, I'll make it hard.
Yeah, despite an extensive search.
They lost it.
They lost the goddamn
great.
Thing.
They lost it. Great.
So, yeah, an extensive search,
great,
have been found to date.
All I know is don't go anywhere near Paul Hogan right now.
So, my goodness.
Because
that's
he's
nice.
Asking for
I
it.
I believe he died. What? I think he's dead.
Don't you do this to me.
The store
Don't
will remain closed.
Do this to me.
The store will remain closed until it's been thoroughly cleaned and contaminated
Don't
produce will be removed.
He's alive.
Great. Fantastic.
And he's 83, so he's going to need that fucking Brazilian jumping dick.
Well,
syrup.
Good for him there.
Live from your grave.
All right. Well, there was a woman. And she had an elderly roommate. And,
oh, yeah, this story is stupid.
Well, it's not that stupid. It's kind of sad in a way. But an elderly woman, she was stabbed to death by this gal. She was 35 years old. And she was a hard 35.
She really does, yeah.
She's a Florida 35. So she killed this woman. She was 79 years old. She stabbed her and beat her to death in her home.
Nicole
That's not good.
A. Max.
Well, she is not good. And then
she's kind of cute.
I don't think so.
Well, for a murderer, yeah. Again, for we talked about this scale all the time. When you murder, obviously you move to a different scale. But I think for a murderer, she's kind of hot.
Well, she stabbed this woman and then she set the house on fire and then she fled.
Yep.
But now before she did all of this, because she knows a thing or two about DNA evidence.
Oh, she knows more than enough.
She's watched a lot of programs. She apparently dumped a bunch of Mountain Dew on the body.
The way this broke down is that it wasn't on the body. She did it to herself. So it was 1:46 on July, 1:46 a.m., which is the best time to be out and about.
Well, they also say 1:46 a.m. on July 1st, but that's the next.
That's August 31st.
Come on.
And they found that the house was on fire, right? The 600 block of Clark Street. They saw the house was fire when the police went in to go investigate with fire department. They found a dead person inside of it that was beaten to death. This was the 79-year-old.
Stab wounds, blunt force trauma head. Not good.
But what she decided to do was go into cloak mode. So she left, right?
Well,
they knew that she was there. They knew that she lived there, and they couldn't find out where she was. So they went looking for her. About 3:30 in the morning, she's spotted outside some restaurant with no shoes on, pretending to be homeless.
It was the restaurant Holly Hill.
Yes, she had a knife and a hammer, and she went like, "Whoops!"
Whoop.
They saw her. She threw the knife and the hammer behind her, and she then gave this like fake song and dance about how she was homeless. She's been homeless for 4 years, never seen that person before. Then it turned into, because they showed her a picture of the roommate. Then they showed her a picture of the roommate. Eventually, she's like, you know what? I might have seen that person once or twice. Yeah, I lived in that house for a little while. That person would come in and out. I'd never seen them. And then eventually admitted, yes, it's my roommate. I do live in that house.
Yes, she had blood on her leg and she had a ripped shirt. At first, she says, I don't know who that woman is.
Yes.
But then all of a sudden.
Well, this is interesting because she said that she'd never been in the victim's room, right? And then she said, well, yeah, we lived together, but we never even saw each other. She said the only time I even went up to the second floor where the victim lived was to go feed my spiders.
Feed her spiders.
No, that's fine.
I believe it was to feed the victim's spiders.
Somebody's spiders. Someone's spiders got an extra feeding that day,
but
I guess.
The interesting thing is, The officer said, hey, what about that knife and hammer you had?
And she went, oh, my utensils.
And then she said, oh, I didn't have it. But then she did have it.
Oh, yes. Because they brought her in, right? They brought her in for questioning. And she asked for a diet Mountain Dew.
You want to watch your weight when you know you're about to go away for a long time.
It's important to watch your sugars. This is my advice to you. If you are in a police interrogation like room and they say, do you want anything? Get everything.
Well, they have to get it.
But I mean, like, because if they're asking if you want anything, it means you're about to go to jail. So what I would say for you,
lawyer.
But if it's a lawyer, well, yes, but before the lawyer, first I'd ask for a double cheeseburger, fries. Get your last meal right then.
I'm sorry, it's just not what it used to be. I think that they only get what they can give out of the snack machine.
Well, it depends. I've watched a lot of interrogation footage.
Yeah.
It depends on what's going on.
On the murder?
Yes.
If you kill like 15 people, you might get a cheeseburger.
But that's like fucked up. That's the truth. Is that if you're caught for drugs, you can get jack shit. You get a glass of water. But if you've murdered your family and you've turned and you've like covered yourself in a clown makeup, like facsimile using their blood and viscera, they'll buy you a chicken sandwich. Like they'll go to IHOP. Like, they'll wait for you and do stuff. But so she asked for a Diet Mountain Soda, which again, always ask for a flavor.
Diet Mountain Dew.
And then she was covered in blood.
Well,
she then started covering herself in the Mountain Dew.
Hold on a second. Hold on. They say that she was procrastinating while drinking, a.k.a. not drinking very fast. And then the officer was like, hey, what are you doing there? Give me that soda. But no, she wasn't going to do it. So then this is according to the affidavit. She says, Max began to resist and began pouring the can of soda all over her body and hair and pulling away from the officers in an attempt to interfere with the possible evidence on Max's body. Max then began pulling and kicking officers while trying to secure.
It doesn't do it.
While trying to secure Max in a vehicle.
Yes.
Due to Max's actions, she was charged with tampering evidence and resisting arrest with violence.
She is, again, kind of cute for a murderer.
No, I don't think it.
What do you think, Rob?
She's crazy.
I mean,
Rob is not a fucking voice on this. She has a neck tattoo that doesn't. It says dealer's choice. It does not say that, does it?
It does, yeah. I believe it says dealer's choice.
What does that even mean?
It means
you want
she's down.
Or you want butt stuff?
That's
or
what I think. Yeah, exactly.
Who's the dealer?
She's the fucking hottest woman. in that cell
don't
that day.
I think so.
Look
that's
at her.
Not good.
Dealer's choice, man.
Dealer's choice.
You can do whatever you want, man.
I mean, it's all good. You can get tattoos removed nowadays, but
I like it.
Dealers, who does all these things?
You know who's who I wish had dealer's choice tattooed on her, but she decided not to because she had too much fucking class?
Who?
Olivia Newton-John. And you know what's fucking...
Why are you bringing up Olivia Newton-John?
Because guess what, man?
She's dead.
Not anymore.
What do you mean?
She's a ghost. Her family's been seeing her, man. We've been seeing her a lot. Yep.
Okay.
They've been seeing her. She's been showing up. Chloe Latanzi, the late singer's 71-year-old daughter, is saying that not only does she feel closer to her mother than ever, just she's been seeing her showing up as a little blue orb.
No shit.
She said that she promised, Olivia Newton-John said, that even though she did sing about how physical she'd be in real life.
Yes, let's get physical. Very good.
She, man, would she was turn beautiful. Into a little orb. She said that she said, I'll visit you. It's a little blue orb. So yeah. Man, Olivia Newton-John impersonation. And then guess what? She said 2 weeks after that she passes, according to her daughter,
yeah,
my phone accidentally took a picture of my dog and the air flowing by his head was a little blue orb. And that's why Now it's important to now listen to this song. Sort of different vibe because
which one is this now, Xanadu?
Oh, I'm in hell.
Interestingly enough, the little blue orb was the same color as a pendant necklace that Olivia Newton-John would often wear.
See?
So there you go. That's
kind of
cool.
She's a ghost, man. She's a ghost as fucking hell, dude.
And to really tie everything together,
she ain't never going to leave this earth, man.
Apparently, recently, Newton-John's ashes, they were in Peru. Yep. And they went there to celebrate their wedding anniversary. It would have been their 15th, but she was.
How'd the ashes get there?
I think they flew.
What do you mean that she went?
I think they took her ashes to Peru.
I'm going to say this right now.
According
okay?
to a website.
I love life. I don't love all of you. If you take my ashes anywhere, it's not fucking me.
Yeah.
It doesn't count as me having gone somewhere.
Well,
I won't say, you can't say like, oh, Henry's always wanted to go here because I'm not there. Because I can't see what's happening.
This dude says he took her ashes to Peru to celebrate their 15th wedding anniversary. And then...
That's
They saw the blue orb there again. So that's good.
She will not be released into the next phase.
According to a website.
And I'm glad that she's, I guess it's good for us that she's chained to this existence.
No, she's forced to watch. She's out of this existence.
No, she's watching all the time. She's these blue orbs.
Well, she's having fun.
What do you think Chris Bledsoe's saying?
Well,
it's
I have no idea.
Olivia Newton-John doing her final tour.
Yeah, I got all these DMs being like, why didn't you mention Drew Bledsoe? They have the same last name and there's no correlation.
Well, if you did bring up Drew Bledsoe, you would have to like, you would lead to one of those like awkward stops.
Yeah.
When we were all like, who? I don't even remember.
I don't even know Drew
Bledsoe.
Was
he the Patriots?
Yeah, he was with the Patriots for
before Tom Brady, right?
Who cares?
How do I even know that?
It's just ingrained.
It should be from video games.
There was a website called Haunted Rooms. And they say, oh yeah.
Is that what happened earlier when I was with Ed and his dog Tootsie and Tootsie just farted up the whole fucking place?
Is that right?
And it was one of those two where it first kind of smelled like Italian food. And I was like, ooh, someone's cooking downstairs. And then I sort of realized like, oh no, that's pure fucking fart.
Well, I was farting one time in high school. My buddy's mom came home and she thought that we were playing with the potpourri. But it was just the way my butt was that day.
Weird.
So yeah, they say that light bulbs are generally thought to be a manifestation of energy. Some aren't actually ghostly in nature, but
light
are mere...
Light bulbs. You know, they're discontinuing a bunch of light bulbs.
Some are mere refractions of light on the lens of a camera. That's what they're saying on Haunted Rooms.
Yeah, that's what they do say on Haunted Rooms. And then I had to deal
with
the same
shit.
What
are you trying to fucking debunk this
shit? I had to deal with the same shit with my fucking orb with you guys and with Marcus because Marcus is fucking, he's afraid of orbs. Honestly, I think he's just afraid of orbs because they look like inflated lungs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a very difficult thing to get used to again. Also, when it comes to your orb... It was orbish.
It was an orb.
It was an orb, but now that was not the one that you saw over the railroad tracks.
No, that's different. I couldn't get a picture of that. I was
too
drunk.
You couldn't get a picture.
All right. I was too drunk. I was in the moment. Speaking of orbs, you see this thing about man strapping 39 pancakes to his chest to deeper understand his wife's huge tits?
Well, I think that's fantastic. How'd it go for him?
He loved it.
Great.
It's kind of funny because she thought it would teach him a lesson because she's got size Fs, right? Fs for fun.
Size F.
Right? Big. put my, I love to say size, I would say breast size. Is there a way to say by fruit?
No. Well, I don't.
So I can understand more so by like the size of fruit.
Oh, you know what?
Big, oh, look at this. Wow. Yeah. They're I'm looking at it right huge. Now. I'm looking at this right now. According to this. Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. This is an, okay. Well, F
breast
is,
size by fruit, I actually think would really help to understand a little bit more. Because like a honeydew, I can wrap my fucking hands around a big old.
You know what? Honeydew. I was actually thinking
that's
size.
A dibble D.
Size
wow,
F,
bigger than a honeydew. That's bigger than a honeydew.
It was
yeah.
going to be bigger, actually.
But this woman said, like, obviously you can't understand the weight and the pain that I go through with these big old boobies, which I do understand. I've heard this time and time again. I know it's a bit of an urban myth, but yeah. I guess we'll support it on the show. But then this guy, he put the 39 pounders on him. He put the 39 pancakes.
Yeah, they 39
the,
pancakes.
He figured out that it was 39 pancakes worth of weight. And so he shoved it into a sports bra.
Right.
And
then he also did the sports bra, so he gave himself a little bit of
support.
A back ease. Yeah.
Yes. But then he said, yes, it is heavy, but according to the dude, which I'm honestly right here, he says, totally worth it.
Totally worth it. So the F-cup breast, it means that your breast measurement, your bust measurement is 6 inches longer than the band measurement. Like other cup sizes, where there are a lot of differences between F-cups, for instance, if your band size is 32 inches and
I'm
your bust size is 38 inches,
the emails.
Your breast size is 32F.
I agree. I'm with you.
This is from Kubi.com, shop Kubi.
I can't wait because our fun guesses about what menopause was.
Oh, by the way, it takes place 50. Apparently, it's early 50s. Also, but it can be earlier, too, in your 20s. That does happen. So I round. So I did the average.
Large grapefruit or a pomelo. This is what they say they would compare a size F boobie to.
This might be good for you, Henry. How to measure your bra size. First, stand in front of a mirror and put on the bra that you most frequently wear.
Yeah, I do all the time. My dad gave me.
Yes.
Yeah, he ended
for
it down to me.
For your 13th birthday.
Yeah, yeah, because he said he reminded me of how I have the same exact tits that he did.
Then,
and I continue to do so.
Then you take out a measuring tape to circle around your rib cage. Just the band of your bra. In this way, you can get your band size. Now, to measure your bust size.
I need help.
Use your measuring tape to circle the highest part of your boobs to get an accurate reading.
But what is the highest part of the tip?
The top. Hmm. The top. And then you get another number, which you need to make some subtraction. This is a lot.
Dude,
this
it's
is
like,
math.
It's like a whole industry.
Then you have to do a subtraction with the number you get for the first step. What the hell? Now, I thought you just kind of went in and slapped these on now.
I used to feel like a lot of times they let like ladies do this when I really feel like it should be people who like boobies, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it should be, we should be doing this.
Molded cup bras, strapless bras.
This is unfair, you know, but yeah, this guy, he said, in the end, yeah, it hurt his back, but he said, you know, hit the gym.
Hit the gym.
That's according to him. That's what he says to him for himself. And obviously, you got people who are like, oh, no, obviously, it is a heavy weight.
Yes.
And I have seen tell, and people have said it's very uncomfortable.
Well, lastly, here on Shop Kubi, final words, they say, for women who have F-cup breasts, it may be sometime a little awkward and upset. However, as you go on well with your... I don't know who wrote
what?
This. As you go on well with your F-cup girls,
all right,
you
yeah,
will
yeah.
realize that they are part of your body. They are healthy, unique, and beautiful.
We all do
If
it.
You choose a bra with the right size, then that'll be good. The only thing you experience is not awkward or frustration, but comfort and confidence.
This is you're really helping our audience
also,
feel confident about their breast size.
Do you know what it ends with?
What?
Just tell your boobs you love them.
I agree. We here at Side Stories, we're also telling your boobs that we love them.
Just
and
tell
you
your
know
boobs
what I think boobies need? Stilts
like for
with
moves.
Houses. So if you sit, obviously it's hard because if you're standing for a long period of time, you just get two little crutches, titty crutches. I think that could really help.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
You know who didn't need titty crutches was this woman that climbed over a dying Sherpa to win to make an award. This Kristen Harila. This was a very funny story. I just very quickly because I think we're almost at Hero of the Week time.
I think it is almost Hero of the Week.
This might almost be Hero of the Week if it wasn't for climbing over a dying man. Kristen Harila. She they basically set set the record by climbing the 14th highest peaks in the world in just 92 days. They just summited. Wow. They just ascended the summit of K2. But during the process, they basically just crawled over a dying Sherpa that had fallen from a previous expedition that was going up. And they have, there's a lot of she said, because people are saying that, like, you didn't help this person who was dying. Chris and Avila basically was saying, listen, it was an extremely dangerous point. I had people trying to help him, but there is a Mountaineer's aspect. And I'd like to hear from the audience, sidestoryslpotl@gmail.com, because I believe it is true. They would rather you move on and not help somebody, because it's much easier to try to save one person than try to save one person and the five people that'll try to save the one person that was struggling. So I don't know, but
and
I might be
incorrect. People, they die on this mountain all the time. I saw this video of people, their bodies were just like flowing down.
Well, they use it as roadmaps. They use the bodies as roadmaps sometimes. Yep.
Take a left by the corpse over there and take a right by the other corpse over there. I don't want to do it.
No.
And I feel like this is kind of part of the game here.
I'd rather be dead.
But of course, it's always sad when somebody dies. But congratulations to this woman and then this poor guy. The Sherpa there.
You feel bad for? I don't feel bad for the woman, but I do feel bad for the man. But also, the woman tried very hard doing this thing. But how much money does it cost to do all of those? To do that, you know what I mean? Like, well, it's kind of crazy because only the elite of the mountain climbing world can do that type of shit.
I was watching something on like the tourism aspect of it, right? And these people are like, "I'm just gonna go climb Mount Everest. It's gonna be a great weekend." They all end up super fucked up. It ain't easy.
Yeah.
Bunch of bodies.
It's really fucked up.
All right. Well, let's do Hero of the Week. What do we got here? Let's see. A Malaysian lawyer helps a woman who stole a pencil box get a surprise for her. The year was 1998.
What is this? Just look at
this. The year was 1998.
Just look at it. What is this?
A Malaysian lawyer, Ahmed Zaril.
What?
He was a bit confused when he saw a distressed Indian Malaysian woman in her 50s. Being brought into a courtroom and charged with shoplifting.
That says a lot. What about Nancy LaChance, who just turned 69 years old? She's going to lift up $69,000 of trash.
Zorelli felt compelled, he explained a TikTok video, to ask her about the case, to which she replied that she stole the pencil box worth 18 Malaysian ringgits.
I know. I have no idea what's happening.
They're called ringgits.
Look at this guy. This kid.
Just
started a small business.
$5 American.
Look at this morbid little ginger. He created a little business where he cleans graves for $20 a pop, and then he gives it to charity.
Look
at this little morbid little fuck.
Look at him.
He's loving it.
I've seen what these kids do.
All he does is go and clean graves all day. I mean, I don't know
what do you do on your weekends?
I don't know if he's going to the dance.
Another weird redheaded kid. It fits right in.
God bless him. I think he's doing a good job of being the most isolated child at the cemetery, which it speaks to a lot. Like, if the other goths aren't even hanging out with him.
So this chick.
Because that's how goth he is that he's wearing
he's
a
not.
Polo. That's,
yeah.
But that's, again, you go into Edgean goth where you're wearing a flapjack hat and big galoots.
He got $530 to do it, so.
But give it a charity.
That's why he's not a hero. So anyway, so then this chick.
This story
makes this
a meandering pencil-based Malaysian story.
Okay. It takes place in Malaysia. Think about the fucking plane. Okay.
I do, and then where is it?
So this woman stole a pencil box worth about $5 American, or as I said, 18 of Malaysian ringgits. Okay, because that's their currency. And the lawyer and the father of five said, hey, court, let's postpone this case. And then he took up the case for free and managed to get jail time and fines waived in exchange for 1 year good behavior promise.
She still went on parole?
Yes.
He's not that very good of a lawyer. She still got parole. Oh, wow. That lawyer he's looking rough.
Anyway, long story short.
Holy fucking shit. That lawyer. Guy showed, as much as, I mean, thankful to this guy, but that guy showed up and he was my lawyer, I'd be like, oh no, I'm going to jail.
So that happened in 19.
He looks so tired. He looks recently divorced.
That happened in 1998, right? 20 years later.
What?
The young lawyer approached Zaril in one court in the
What
day.
Are you saying?
20 years later.
Who?
Oh, God, you just haven't been listening. So in 1998, an old biddy stole some goddamn pencils for her stupid fucking kid, right? The courts were like, that's bad. Then the lawyer said, oh, wait, hold on. She just tried to do this for her kid, right? That's why it was worth 18 Malaysian ringgits. And then they said, okay, fine, 1 year supervised release. 20 years later, Zaril is approached by a young man. Hello, sir. You may not know me, but I am the son of the cleaner you helped 20 years ago. Do you remember the pencil box? And then Zareel, the lawyer, he says, I almost fainted when he told me who he was. It was heartwarming and one of the happiest moments in my life.
You don't know what it's like to be in this room right now. You know what I mean? As a listener, you don't know what it's like to hear the story. Just the sound waves. A Malaysian pencil man came. Zareel, 20 years. I'm just hearing little bits and pieces of the story.
Well, it's just amazing, this story.
It is really.
So
just,
it just goes to show you.
Is Christopher Nolan listening? Because this is your next movie. It's called Malaysian Pencil Box Parole.
It just goes
and
to show you.
You would be careful. But you know what I find it really interesting is that the Malaysian lawyer was actually played by Matthew McConaughey.
Isn't that nice?
Which I felt kind of inappropriate at the time. But, it, you know, again, character actor.
Also, if you ever are asked, what is 18 Malaysian ringgits worth in 1998 American dollars?
Yeah, it's $5.
It's five American dollars. But that was in 1998.
So what is this now?
I have no idea. You'd have to put it into a computer machine.
Oh, my good fucking Lord.
Don't bother, buddy. Just 18, go to your emails.
I don't know if ringgits or is it ringgits?
It's a ringgit.
I'm looking at it right.
It's a Malaysian ringgit.
It's $3 now. It's not doing well. So it's the gotten, ringgit is not doing
it
well.
It has gotten worse.
It's not doing well.
All right. Well, either way, isn't that nice? She was looking at significant time.
I did get an email. That was really interesting. Remember when we did the story about the kid that they tried to, I want to give big ups. I don't know if I'm allowed to name their name. Remember we got the name, the lawyer that represented the kid that the was called on the, called the police on him for a senior prank for releasing fart gas into the school.
Yeah.
And they called the cops on this kid.
Right.
And they said they got him completely cleaned of all charges. They got all the charges dropped.
It was the, it's, you can still have innocent fun.
It's still, it's just smells.
Please God.
It's just farts.
I feel so bad for these kids.
Yeah, honestly, if farts were illegal, every uncle should go to Guantanamo Bay.
It's just classic. It's also Leslie Nielsen's bit with the, there's nothing
it's
wrong.
Just, it's just farts.
It's from one of the first jokes of all time, according to Henry Zebrowski, was indeed a fart
it's
bit.
It's just farts. Oh. I got to really also a lot of clarification about the, what park rangers, who puts an animal to sleep when an animal does a crime? And there's a thing called a, which I did not know, conflict biologist, which is like we need on this show. Like we need a referee biologist
How many ringgits would we have to pay him an hour?
It's like 40 billion, right? But this conflict biologist, he said, this is what they do. That's their jobs. And these, it's an extremely sad job because you live your life studying animals, right?
Right?
And then you get hired by these park services and it's wonderful, but your job is to be part, you're animal cop. So when a cop, when a bear does fucked up shit, that's the person who has to go and like, it's not the park ranger.
Right.
The park ranger just shows up and he's like, you know, if I could just arrest him, I would. But unfortunately, we're going to have to shoot this bear in the head.
Well, you need to start deputizing some of these animals. Deputize the squirrels. Deputize the raccoons.
So you're talking about like what they did with the Jewish community, turned them against each other. So that's what it is. You have to find somebody who's a sellout. Beaver.
Not at all.
You have to find someone who's willing to go against and rat out the other beavers. Because think about that. The otter.
No, the beavers.
The otter narcs that are flipping on those otters right now. And what they did.
I actually don't think otters would ever flip on one another.
I'd like to think. Because even though I don't believe in unconditional loyalty because the thing does hurt people, but when it comes down to otters, we can't just like, there's no like,
yeah, what else are you gonna do?
There's no band of otter brothers.
There has to be.
That keeps them all together.
I'm sure that
there is. Some thin brown line that allows the otters to all like understand, be like, we stand for otter life.
Yeah, I'm sure that they do.
I better.
Yeah, they're a working class animal.
That's really all I got. I got so many. This is all animals. Someone also says here, got a really interesting email about how like sharks, about how like we all love sharks. And like this person understands he's like a commercial diver and I do underwater construction. And he said, the thing about sharks is like, I used to love sharks. I used to love being around
sharks.
Well,
yeah, I mean, I don't want to be around the sharks.
But fascinated with sharks, right? Thought of sharks were cool. He said, the problem with sharks is like he said their main problem is that they're fucking morons. And that sharks are the dumbest animals in the world, according to him, because they're either just swimming or they are in an absolute kill frenzy. And there is no middle ground between the two of them.
I don't think that makes them stupid. I think it makes them hungry or not hungry.
Just incredible carnivores. They're really crazy, ancient killing machines.
Seems very similar to human beings, doesn't it?
But, you know, sometimes you can also get a human when they're horny.
That's true. And I'm sure a shark as well.
Yes. They have small brains. They're not intelligent.
All right.
Be careful.
All right.
You got to be careful with these sharks, man, because, again, they don't know.
That makes them scarier to me, to be honest.
It might be nice to live your life to have that sort of ignorance, that ignorant bliss of being a shark, and all you care about is traveling and eating. You're like an Instagram model. That's it. Every day you love your life because someone else is paying for it.
Well, at some point
you get to eat a bunch of chum.
But you know what they don't ever get to eat? You know what fish, you know what sharks never have is cheese.
Never have cheese. And honestly, I
feel
like
your whole life, lasagna, you never have it. Pizza, never have it.
Right now, love this concept. Live, laugh, carb shark.
I love it.
That's you. You're a carb shark.
I love carbs.
I would fully share. Yeah, you love carbs. You're a carb shark. I could see you grab a loaf of bread with your teeth and twist.
Yeah.
Like they do with sharks. When they grab them, they turn the death spiral.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, you can do that.
All right. Well, there we go. Well, thank you all so much for listening.
We're about to take our break from ourselves. You get no break from us.
No, you don't.
Coming out with new content. We have a couple of really interesting interviews, also some new episodes. I do think you're going to like what we have to unleash from inside of our hills. Check out, if this episode comes out, check out Tears of a Clown. They're going to be live on Twitch for Last Podcast Network, twitch.tv/podcastnetwork at 5 p.m. PST. Come and check it out.
Tearso?
Tearso will be there. Yes, I will also be there. I am guesting on it with them. I believe we're talking about candy bars.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'm actually kind of coming hot with my favorite candy bar of all time, which was the Shaq candy bar.
I had no idea Shaq had a candy bar.
Do you know that Shaq? You don't know Shaq's candy bar?
No, but I was getting into his music. You know his first album went platinum?
Oh, I can imagine. Isn't that amazing? He was fucking huge. Shaq's candy bar. It was this one. Oh, man. It was called, Mr. Big.
It's called Mr. Big.
That was my favorite one. You know why I liked it?
Shit.
You know why I liked it? Because it was bigger than the other ones.
It came out in 1995.
It's the largest chocolate bar ever produced by Cadbury.
No kidding.
It was so fucking good. But again, we'll see what how the boys. I don't know if they even had a Mr. Big because I don't know if they understand the lore.
Oh my!
Mr.
It looks like a Kit Kat wrapped in.
It's good, dude. It's really fucking good.
Wow.
I don't know where to find them anymore, but they are.
You better
very
make
good.
Sure that they have that on the list.
Oh yeah, I don't give because a fucking shit. I'm putting it on the list.
Okay. All right.
I don't give a fucking shit.
Okay. All right. All right.
All right. And also check us out. Murderfist is now sold out. It's too late.
Oh,
you
nice.
See it. It's gonna be fucking awesome. Can't wait.
Fucking 8 inches long.
Yeah, man. Long. Big throat, that shit, dude. I used to fucking jump on it, dog.
You know what they used to have? Additional varieties include Mr. Chew Big, Mr. Big, Chew Big Fudge, and Mr. Big with Maple. It sounds like a porno line.
It was. And I loved every single one of them. I was a frequent renter. I loved it. And then also check out Last Podcast Network. All of us are going to be in San Diego at the Balboa October 20th. And then check us out on the November 4th at the Palace Theater Los Angeles. You can see us live. We're going to do the last ever version of Mamma Mia. Here we go again. You're going
to
love it.
The tagline is Mr. Big. So big, they call him Mr.
It is. You have to. I'm really surprised it wasn't Shaq's candy bar.
No, it's because it's not. It started in the 70s. They just kind of rebranded.
He rebooted it.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. Hail yourselves.
Oh, man.
Bye.
Someone send me a Mr. Big.
I mean, I don't think I was trying to see if they make them still.
Oh, yeah. It was made by 2019.
It's only in Canada.
Fuck that.
Oh. Yeah, it's vanilla wafers coated in caramel.
No, it's my favorite. It was good.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, it was really good.